Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com. Today I'll be interviewing Dr. Jeff Gruen about the upcoming Military Health Summit at the World Healthcare Congress. That's April 14th to 16th in Washington, D.C. Jeff is head of the global healthcare practice at PRTM, a management consulting firm, and a chairman of the Military Health Summit. Welcome to the podcast, Jeff.
Thank you, Val. It's great to be here.
To set the stage, can you tell me a little bit about the World Health Congress and what the Military Health Summit hopes to achieve?
Well, absolutely. We're very excited to have, for the first time, a Military Health Summit at the World Healthcare Congress. This is the sixth annual World Healthcare Congress, and as you know, it's really the premier event for healthcare services and for the healthcare industry at large. There's generally 1,500 to 2,000 participants in Washington, D.C. The date this year is April 14th through 16th at the Marriott Wardman Park Hotel. And the Congress typically brings together participants from across many sectors of healthcare, and there are, in addition to the general session events, summits of particular sector interest. And this year, as I said, we're introducing a Military Health Summit.
So everyone's talking about the $19 billion budget for HIT and Obama's stimulus bill. Will the military health system play a role in helping to make an EMR for every American a reality?
Well, we absolutely think so, and that is part of the reason why it makes sense to include the military health system as a key participant in the larger healthcare services community discussion. We're honored at the summit this year to have some of the real leaders of the military health system, including Surgeon General from the Navy, Vice Admiral Adam Robinson, the Surgeon General from the Air Force, Lieutenant General Rodebush, the Chief Information Officer for the entire military health system, Charles Campbell, and Rear Admiral Christine Hunter, who is the commander for Navy Medical Center in San Diego. Among many others of luminaries who will be speaking. The reason this group has come together is for a number of things. First is clearly the recognition that the military health system actually probably has one of the most advanced instantiations of an EMR, actually across two of the sectors. One is on the DoD, as you know, ALTA, and in the VA, VISTA. And we believe that because of what they've already established and the gains that have already been established, as well as the roadmap for the future, that there's a great deal to learn from the military health system that can be applied in the private sector.
Absolutely. And I volunteer at Walter Reed and use ALTA, and I like it a lot. So ALTA for all wouldn't be a bad thing. What does the healthcare system at large have to learn from the military health system, Jeff?
Well, probably three things. I think the first is what I just mentioned, which is using the military health system as a laboratory in IT. There's already wide use of an EMR. It's not perfect, as you know, last summer there was a large town hall event to look at what could be the next stage of ALTA. But it is used widely, and it's getting better. And VISTA in the VA system has many very interesting features, and of course the larger the DoD is in a big process to create interoperability between those systems. So there's number one, there's a lot to learn about health IT as the military health system invests in making their system that has a broad EMR more usable. The second is kind of in a broader sense, because the military health system is both a payer and provider. It serves as a wonderful laboratory for inventing new ways of delivering care that bundle services, that attempt to start to move from a siloed atmosphere to a much more collegial and coordinated atmosphere and environment of care, and that attempts to realign the incentives between things like inpatient and outpatient care or primary care and specialty care. And as we attempt to do those sorts of things in improving the healthcare system, the military health system is a great laboratory again because it combines a payer and provider. Think of it as a gigantic Kaiser that's worldwide that can be used as an experimental vehicle. The final thing is that the military health system has developed a number of just fascinating techniques, many of them from the battlefield, surgical techniques and new devices, and including telemedicine, that are just really fun to learn about and which, from a technology standpoint, can have broad applicability.
And how will healthcare reform impact the military health system? Do you have any predictions based on what you've heard on Capitol Hill?
You know, everybody's got their ear to the ground, and you know, it's impossible, I think, to have a you know, a completely clear crystal ball. But let me offer a couple of observations. One is clearly there is a sense of national patriotic commitment that both from the government and, frankly, from all of us to make sure that our men and women who are serving and their dependents get the very best of care. And with the recent conflicts and the ongoing conflicts, as you know, there are unfortunately many wounded warriors, and we need to, all of us really, do everything we can to try to transfer some of the best practices from the commercial sector and the private sector to the military. And that's a great mission, and one which you know, we certainly feel very passionate about. For many reasons, including the fact that one of our own at PRTM is serving in, you know, in active duty in Iraq at the moment. So that's sort of one thing. I think maybe stepping back and answering your question from a slightly broader perspective of you know, what we're seeing in health reform, let me offer a couple of ideas that I think are going to be really brought out in great measure in the conference. One, I think if you look at the healthcare system anatomically and really dissect it, there are a few core problems that we think the military health system and the larger system need to address. One is the concept of making certain that care, the right care, is delivered in the right environment by the right provider at the right time. And when you get under the covers of that concept, there's many particular kinds of interventions, including, for example, providing point-of-care decision support or tools that would help decrease provider practice variation. But they all come under this rubric of the right care to the right patient, with the right provider at the right time in the right setting. There's a second very powerful principle that we think is going to be one of the driving, motivating forces behind reform, or needs to be, and that is the concept that one might call connected, convergent care. And this is the idea that we need to move from a system that has really was designed, of course, for acute care to one which is very good at managing chronic care, where episodes are longer, they occur across care environments. And we need to move to a system where all of the data is present in a very transparent way across environments to allow us to apply the same protocols regardless of whether somebody is in the hospital or at home or in a nursing home or in a SNF. These are the kinds of principles that we're very interested in. We see that as one starts to work with these kind of principles and then to redesign the operating system, as it were, of how healthcare works, that there are some very powerful new configurations. And we're at a very, very exciting period in the healthcare system delivery. It's really a renaissance. And so I'm very excited for the conference, where these kind of ideas, I think, will come to the fore. They will be particularly relevant at the Military Health Summit, because we will be taking these ideas, demonstrating how a laboratory environment like the military health system can put them in place, probably even in some ways in a more accelerated fashion than across the broader healthcare system. So we have a lot to learn. We have a lot to learn from the military health system. I think from the commercial side, we have a lot to contribute, and it should be an extraordinary event, again, with really the leadership of the entire military health system, for the most part, many of them present. So I encourage everybody, both from the military health side and from the commercial side, to come to the larger event and particularly to come to the summit.
Well, that's quite a lineup, Jeff. I wonder if, in closing, you could explain again who you think would benefit most from attending the Military Health Summit and how they register.
Right. So first, the Those who are actively involved in the military health system, I think it's self-evident, particularly from the blessing of the lineup that that we have, that this is an opportunity to really hear from the luminaries, to directly hear their vision, you know, and frankly to interact with them, because it's going to be a very interactive event. So it's quite unusual. It's maybe the only event really quite like this of its kind that is drawing this kind of group together. So we feel very blessed. The second is those who have, from the commercial side, who are interested in, for one way or another, in working with the military health system. And this is a great opportunity to be introduced or to meet more people and to integrate. And there are many people on the commercial side who have that interest. The third really are those people who are interested in health reform and in thinking out of the box. You know, those of us in the who spend most of our careers on the commercial side have a set of ideas we've been working with, a set of environments, and this provides a larger set. So it's actually a whole new way of looking at the world, which can open up thinking. And I'd say the final group are those with particular interest either in health IT, where, again, because of the instantiation of Alta and Vista, it's a unique environment to learn from, but also those who might be interested in areas like disease management, for example, where there's a lot of interesting things, or telemedicine, where there are a lot of interesting things going on in the military. So I would encourage kind of all those groups, or anybody who just wants to hear about the coolest new things coming out of battlefield medicine, to sign up for the summit. And it's possible to sign up by going to the World Healthcare Congress website, and through that website, you're taken right through the means that you need to sign up for the Congress.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Jeff Gruen. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com.